You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Damian Pierce was signed, a week and a half ago or whatever at this point in time.
Something like that, yeah.
Former Texan. Had a very good rookie season. Got hurt, kind of ran out of favor there. I don't know if he was active more than one game this year in Houston. They have Nick Chubb. Woody Marks has been a nice little piece. Still not impressive, but has been nice. And so they ended up cutting him. Chiefs pick him up. And everybody's like, revenge game, Damian Pierce playing his old team.
Are we sure
that he's active? And by the way, I still think his biggest impact would be if they decided, hey, we got to get something more in the return game. Nico Armijo, sorry, you're inactive today. Damian Pierce is returning punts or whatever it may be, or kicks.
How have they not gotten to that point yet? How have they not pulled their better wide receivers, better players? Like, Nico Romeo's not getting it done. He keeps running backwards and side to side and a million other problems, and they're trying to win the whole game on special teams and a single kick, single punt return.
He hasn't been good, but also part of it is I think coverage unit and the return unit is just not good as a whole, which falls on Dave Tobe. I'm a little surprised they haven't tried to mix it up and try to get something more out of it. He hasn't been good. That would be where I could see, if you tell me Damian Pierce has any chance to make an impact the rest of this season, and maybe it's Sunday night, it'd be in the return game. Isaiah Pacheco's healthy. Kareem Hunt's healthy. Damian Pierce is not getting carries. Rashard Smith has been active every game, basically, or whatever. Like, Damian Pierce is not going to factor in the run game, barring an injury, right? So
I don't even think he's going to be active.
If he's ever active, it's only because of return game.
Yeah. Which, look, if you want to say revenge game because he gets a kick return for a touchdown, fine. Mm-hmm. I genuinely think revenge game storylines do not make any sense unless they're a starter. Unless they're a starter or like a valuable rotational, you know, like defensive line, like where we call them starters or non-starters, but they play a little bit. Mm-hmm. Damian Pierce won't get a touch unless it's in the kick return game. Now, I will say for the kick return stuff, there are no bad ideas right now.
Sure.
Because I'm going to guess it's a scheme-related issue. And that Dave Tobe did a worse job scheming it and hasn't been able to coach his way out of it during the season, because some of the times Nico Romijo, it's his own fault. Punt returns, I think, are some of his own fault. He stands around there and does not. This is the DeMarcus Robinson issue that used to exist.
Well, you're not Dante Hall. Don't run backwards.
Yeah, where you going? Yeah. You're not the X factor. Yeah. Straight. But on the kick returns, he's getting hit before the 20, I feel like, every time he touches the ball. So either he's just going the wrong way, which I don't think is happening here, or their blocking scheme or ability to block without holding on those kicker terms stinks. Mm-hmm. And so on the kicker turns themselves, I'm kind of with you. I don't necessarily think that's Romijo's fault. On the punt returns, I do. And can I ask another question about the punt returns, since we're just briefly talking about special teams and Damian Pierce? Is there some reason why they still try to fair catch everything inside like the 5-yard line?
I thought this was like just the rule that people learn when they're playing. And you know,
is there some reason why they fair catch it at the 7 every time? And don't just block and let it go past him. They might lead the league in fair catches inside the 10-yard line. It's infuriating.
I mean, I think that solely is the Dave Tobe thing. Like, you're either he's telling them to still fair catch it, or
he hasn't been able to coach it out of him.
Or he hasn't been able to coach it out of him. I feel like that's on doing it.
That, so look, I've been very critical of Dave Tobe, and I think we all have. It's been warranted on a lot of things. I actually don't think I put this on, like, so in this case, Nico Remigio. Like,
I mean,
I just think a player is like, if, what is it? Like, what is the old saying? Like, if your heels are on the 10 or whatever, like, don't fair catch it or something like that.
I don't know if that's still the prevailing thought, but I mean, when it's at the 6 and I see him fair catching, I'm like, for what point? There's still a chance the ball, it's a weird shaped ball. There's still a chance that it might careen off and go a better direction and if you lose it, what'd you lose? 3 yards of field position? Mm-hmm. Oh no. You got a chance of gaining 15. They fair catch it like the 6 all the time. It makes me nuts.
Yeah, the special teams just been a disaster this year. So I am open to ideas there. If Damian Pierce were to ever have an impact, to me, that's where it would be. I don't think anywhere else. And so we'll see. I mean, doesn't Tobe talks today, so maybe he'll be asked about the return game. I don't think Andy's been asked about it. Well, certainly wasn't yesterday. So we'll see. Right now, I would guess he's not active, but if he is, I'll be only excited because I think it would mean he would get a little run on the special teams unit.
Boy, they could use a special. As bad as the special teams have burned him this year, boy, could they use one punt return, kick return, touchdown just to like,
or just
put him over the top.
I don't even need a touchdown.
After the 50, yeah.
How about a short field? I don't need a touchdown. A return out to the 45. You know, that'd be beautiful. That's all.
I'm trying to find some numbers on the returning stats. So,
yeah.
Traditionally, Damian Pierce, before this season, he did return some for the Texans. He averaged 23 yards a return.
What's Remigio average?
Remigio this year is averaging 25.9. So he's averaging more this season. If you go back to previous, though, Damian Pierce was averaging 32.1 in 23, 37 in 24. Of course, the kickoffs are different. Nico last year averaged 26.8. So I don't know how much I think that's, you're looking too far into it, I suppose, if you're looking up returning stats.
But they can try other people. Like, someone's asked about Jalen Royals, and someone asked why Xavier Worthy. I'm like, well, where are
in all honesty, Jalen Royals might actually not be a bad flyer, because that man can't get on the field in any other way other than special teams, it seems like, in the kickoff coverage game.
In fairness,
why not try him as a returner?
Like, we knew Jalen.
Yeah, I don't need him on the field for offense. Who are you wanting to take off the field on offense?
No, I'm just saying he at least could get we've seen Nico Remigio play snaps throughout the season. He can't even get ahead of him.
I don't know if that's fully, I mean.
Nico Remigio was out there when we were at the Lions game. Nico Remigio was out there running routes. I remember seeing 81 out there. I think he caught a pass in that game, too. He ran routes in that game against the Lions. Nico Remigio did. I saw him on the field.
It happens.
I think he caught a pass in that game.
Yeah, I'm not going to look up how many offensive snaps. But
Jalen Royals hasn't sniffed a snap unless they're in garbage time.
I mean, yeah.
He hasn't gotten close.
Nico Remigio had 2 offensive snaps against the Eagles in when Bryce was out in week 2. And then he had, looked like, 3 or 4 snaps in the
Lions. He had one catch against the Eagles for 21 yards. Mm-hmm. That's his entire stat line on the year.
Yeah.
He had 48 yards last year.
Saying Jalen Royals can't even get out there.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, let's not act like Nico Remigio is finding this way to be a huge impact or play 20% of the snaps on off. He's playing like 5%.
I'm not saying Royals needs to, but he can't get one snap.
No, who do I want on the field instead of him?
No, if you were going to put Nico Remigio out there, why not put Jim? Why not put the rookie out there and run a quick little slant or a drag?
Because this is the NFL. I don't feel like there's not like, oh, we got to feel like we have to make sure our third round pick has a catch this year.
I can borderline guarantee you that the one catch Nico Remigio had this year and the 2 he had last year, he was like the 4th option. It was just a broken play, and he was the most open. Like, well, I doubt it was even like a designed.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that he can't get on the, like, if they go empty and they got 4 wide, he can't even get, how far down is he on the depth chart?
But he shouldn't get 7. On the field. Like,
I don't know.
But he should. I don't
is
want.
Is he like 7? Is he like dead last?
Rice, yeah. Worthy, and Brown are 3. And then after that, like, it shouldn't be.
I don't really care.
It shouldn't be. It doesn't really matter. But it shouldn't be Remigio. It shouldn't be Royals either. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
This is a whole other conversation. But if your third round pick is the 7th wide receiver on the depth chart, you wasted that pick. Point blank and period. It's even still, you wasted the pick.
I don't think it's fair to say it's a wasted. I don't. Well, he's not.
You could use it on a defensive lineman.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say it's a wasted pick. Next year, the only wide receivers under contract are Royals, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy.
Like I said, it's a redshirt year.
Put Breshard Smith on returns, as the Texan pointed out.
Well, that's fine.
I think that would be great, actually.
Yeah, put anybody on returns. I'm not arguing that. I will say we had planned on, and we will continue to talk about what the league will say about Patrick Mahomes if he was to miss the playoffs this year. But Mina Kimes, while we were talking, put out a stat on the Chiefs, and I think it was very telling on exactly the problem defensively and why what I had said to Danen about the four down linemen getting pressure is why this stat holds true. And that Spags didn't just lose his touch. This year, the Chiefs, when they blitz, so they're like, uh-oh, got to send some guys, we're in trouble. They're 31st, Gold, in the NFL in yards per play allowed, 28th in pressure rate when they blitz, so they get no pressure, and 31st in sack rate on the blitz. From 2022 to 2024, so the 3 years prior, they ranked first, second, and third in that metric. So when they blitzed, it worked. Hmm. So if you're trying to figure out why are the Chiefs so bad on third down and can't get their ass off the field, it's a pretty simple answer. When they blitz, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked all damn year. And I think a huge part of that is because it can't just be the person who blitzes. The guy who are the defensive linemen also have to create a little of that pressure, and they're not doing it.
It's what Dane and Hughes said to us, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, which is teams know if you don't blitz, they're confident. If they leave a running back in, if you do blitz, they believe that running back will be able to chip and block McDuffie or Shamari Connor. And if you don't blitz, then the running back just goes in the flat. And so they're just not, they believe they hold up. And when you blitz, the running back has been able to successfully block in a lot of cases.
Or
so you haven't gotten
can
home.
Just shove for a slant and not call, you know, not like make it easy. They don't seem like they've adjusted the corner play. They're still playing off for some version of it. But I mean, this to me is about the players, right? We talk about this all the time. Is it players or coaches? Gold, you've been more critical this year of Andy Reid's plan than in previous years.
Sure.
But Spags had the team first, second, and third when he blitzed for three straight years. And what, he just lost the touch? I don't think so. I'm guessing the blitzes are still good, still could work, still are functional, but they don't have the defensive lineman in order to make it work, which means their defensive line plan from the beginning of the season, which is bad. They thought Charles Omenihu would be better. And look, they probably thought Omar Norman Lott would still be healthy. They did take two defensive linemen. So it's not pretending like in the second and third round. So it's not like pretending like they didn't realize they had an issue on the line. But one of those two guys is out for the year and can't help him. And the other guy is coming around a little slow. And probably should get more playing time, in fairness.
Yes.
I'd be playing Ash and Jelati way more. Because Charles Omenihu at this point is a pawn. He's not doing anything. He's just standing on the field at this point. He's not getting any pressure.
Massive disappointment. Massive disappointment.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.